deeply honored to meet like people like Otto Warburger and Dr. Koch, William Frederick Koch, and many, Dr. Nipper, Hans Nipper, and I were very, very close. I met some wonderful atomic scientists, got a chance to meet many at Los Alamos, got a chance one time to meet Einstein, and I've had a wonderful life, and it's been really great, like Linus Pauling I spent time with, and many of these people just saw in me that I was going to radiate a gift for this world, and that's exactly what I've done with all the things that they have taught me. And I was sent really to this Mother Earth to help heal this Earth and all life, and that's all I do. And it makes no difference if it's a butterfly or an alligator, elephants, people, plants, water. My life here is about helping heal this Earth and all the life I can, preventing disease, stopping disease, and making it a beautiful, safe, happy, joyous place to live in and to complete our lives and our mission.
Thanks. Well, let me ask you, one of the things that I've been talking to these folks about for a while now is Ormus. And we'll probably talk about all kinds of things in the next hour. But can you tell these folks in your words, what is Ormus and why do we need to know about it?
Well, just to be brief on Ormus, we live in a world of energy. We are energy ourselves. And so what I've been able to do in developing a technology with what my work is called Ormus technology, and that's being able to utilize the energy field that we live in. So no matter how we look at Ormus energy, it's all about the energy of life itself. There wouldn't be life on this planet if it wasn't for Ormus. And so I've been fortunate in being able to understand the science of it, the biophysics of it, and be able to bring the ORMS, the energy itself, into liquid formulas. And the formulas are known really as electrobiophotonics. And what we're talking about is ORMS energy, which is a high-spin technology, and we really get into the quantum physics of monoatomics. So without getting complicated, it's all about energy, and what we have to do is learn and accept the fact that that's who we are, and we can live better and greater lives if we allow the Ormus, the energy itself, into our lives, and we'll become a superconductor by doing this, where we're not going to be subjected to diseases, as a superconductor has no resistance. And so there are ways that we can live better through Ormus, and of course that's what my work is all about, and my workshops and seminars, and basically I have become the leader in liquid health, nutrition, and in the liquid health revolution. I started it years ago and then started with the ORMS energy technology, which is bringing this beautiful energy. It's the same energy, gravitational field energy or Feinstein energy. It's the energy that we use, free energy that, for example, UFOs or flying saucers use. And it's the same thing, and it's available to all of us. And I've been able to put that into a liquid form so that all the formulas I do in my laboratory are all infused with ORMS energy technology. I hope that helps you.
Yeah, it does. And this is how I explain it to people and see if you agree with this, because I know we talked about this before. The way I explain ormus in terms of health is that they are monatomic minerals, which just means minerals where the atoms are individual, discrete atoms, and they plug into what the Chinese would call the acupuncture meridians of the body and provide superconductivity. And they're also multidimensional, and so they act like lenses for high-frequency energies like consciousness or tachyon energy or scalar energy or Reiki-type energy to come from other dimensions or higher frequencies into the physical structure of the body. It's kind of like they plug into the nervous system of the body and the physical structures in the body, and they're where the energetic world meets the physical world, so to speak, and they're very regenerative. Would you say that's does that sound accurate to you?
I think it's a beautiful explanation. Energy is everything, and understanding, I think, basically why we're hurting today as organisms, it's because of the negative radiation and the chemicalization that affects the function of our energy field. And it doesn't make any difference if we call it a chi or chai, some do, or prana. It doesn't make any difference. It's what's happened is our energy fields have been altered because what I wrote about 40 some odd years ago was the chemicalization and negative radiation of our children and subsequently in North America. And what it was all about was an expose on what the chemical industries, chemicals in general, whether it's in our food, our air, our water, are doing to our energy fields. And as long as we have a dysfunctional energy field, then look, we're not healthy. We're sick. And so you explain it in a very beautiful way. I add a little teeny bit to it. And as far as monoatomics go, I like to refer to the monoatomics to just be real simple to make it understandable as a delivery system, which is what it is. Monoatomics and high-spin technology provide a delivery system into our cell instantly, but it goes deeper than that. So it's also into our soul, and this is something people have to really accept and understand. It was one of the things that many of the greats manifested Jesus, number one, completely, fully understood monoatomics and the use of one of the statements that I always have been drawn to, where at the Last Supper, the disciples asked Jesus, "When will we see you again, Lord?" His reply is beautiful because it's all about advanced science. He replied to his disciples, "When you are wearing your right clothes and when you have eaten your right food." And of course, he's referring, as we know, to the monoatomics of mana, monoatomic gold. And that, of course, radiates, allows the organism that takes it in to radiate the null wave or the Meissner field. And that, I hope that helps explain that a little bit.
Yes, and these monatomics are in food. They're in plants, correct?
Absolutely.
And they're in
especially,
natural.
I'll tell you some place where it's really high, and that's in Hawaii, and I did a lot of work over there, you know, with the volcanic ore.
Mm-hmm.
And plants that are growing on that volcanic ore, that lava, are just incredibly loaded with monoatomics. And one of the great juices that comes out of Hawaii is Noni, and Noni has high levels of iridium and rhodium. And then on my reservation, you know, years and years and years ago, we made a tea, we still do, and I market it. It's called Isiak, and actually we gave formula to a wonderful, wonderful nurse. My grandfather gave her the formula years ago, and that was Renee Cassie, when we gave her the formula how to make the herbal tea Isiac, and the fundamental power of Isiac, why it worked as an anti-cancer, was because of the monoatomics of iridium and rhodium.
Now, do these monoatomics, do they collapse when they're cooked and heated?
No.
Do they?
No, it doesn't. There's no way. There's no way that the heating or cooking affects them at all.
Good. That's good enough. So, what foods, what plants are high in ormus that you know of?
Well, you know, that really is going to be where they're grown. But some plants that are, aloe vera is really good. And, again, it's going to largely depend on the soil where they're at. Noni probably is the number one biggest, and some of the herbs that we use in Isiac is great. Some herbal formulas, like the herbs we used in a Hoxie formula, the whole reason why these formulas work was because of the monoatomics. Not a lot of plants have them. It depends on the area, the degree of chemicalization, you know, DDT and many other things like that ruin, affected all the energy that we need to live in, especially the monoatomics. One of the places that Akhenaten, when he was deposed, the place that he took his family to was a central part of Africa, and the reason why he took them there was because the soil was very high in iridium and rhodium.
So if the average person wants to grow their own food high in these ormus minerals, basically they feed the soil what we already know is good for the soil and imitate what nature does, building the humus and putting minerals into the soil and the bacteria and the probiotics and such, which I know you guys sell, your company sells, and that will increase the ormus content in the food?
Yeah, you know, that's beautiful that you're thinking like that, because, you know, let's look at what Mother Earth does for us. If we bring Mother Earth back to life, we're coming back to life, and all life begins to function like it was created to be. So the soil, Mother Earth, has to be filled with organic matter. That's one of the great things about the humic and the fulvic. This is organic. And then when we get involved in microorganisms, the prebiotic as well as the probiotic, in order for them to manifest themselves, colonies to grow in the soil, they must be in an organic matrix. So that's what the humic fulvic provide in the soil. And then when you add your microorganisms, now you've got something, you know, really, really going. And this is how, and then we have to remember also that there's a great thing that Kervan wrote. I don't know if you've read his book on biological transmutations, which is really beautiful. And that takes place. So bringing life back to the soil, and then what I do lots of times, we take and make our own, you know, platinum group metals. We take a high-grade ore that's just filled with platinum group, and we liquefy it, and then we will add a small amount of that to the soil, and usually in the wintertime. And you only have to do it like once a year, but maintaining the organic matrix and of course, the life part of the soil is your microorganisms. So when we maintain all this complex, we really have life itself, and then, of course, everything benefits from it because the plants are going to be alive, and those that consume the plants, you know, so it's a continuing, a really great chain of life getting better and better and better.
Well, when I came to visit you in Sedona last year, as I was leaving, I noticed somebody was watering some of your plants with angstrom minerals. And I got a little chuckle out of that, and I knew when I saw that that you knew what you were doing. Of course, I knew that already from talking to you, but it really it was a good thing for me to see. And so practically speaking, for people who want to garden and grow their own food, this is what I'm telling people to do, is get back to growing their own food so that they have control over the quality of their food. Practically speaking, to do what you're talking about, they can do things like putting rock dust back into the soil, things like azomite, probiotics like the ones you sell, effective microorganisms, which I know you guys work with, the organic material back down on the soil. What else can be done?
Well, you know, you've got a beautiful approach because, you know, one of the things that inspired me, this is a long time ago, years and years and years ago, there's some ancient writings, well, Dead Sea Scrolls. Somewhere in these early, early recordings, there's a fascinating statement. And it just, it literally was the spark that drove me into really looking at the greatness that my grandfathers had taught me, that the stones, the rocks, you know, have life and they're just like us. I had a very difficult time with that when I was, you know, very, very young, understanding how could they be like us. But the statement when I learned to read was beautiful because it says, someday man will have to learn how to make his bread from stones. And that was probably one of the most important things that made me look at the life that's locked up in stones, in rocks, in shale, in crystals, semi-precious and precious jewels. So liquefying them, putting them into a powder, and listen, everything life needs is in those rocks and stones. So when you talk about rock dust, I'm like, that's great because that's life. And then when we take and bear in mind that one of our biggest secrets, that this is my life's work, was getting involved in primordial elements. And there is no greater primordial than humic and fulvic acid. It is the greatest. And how we address that, whether in a powdered form or a liquid form, it's just they are the greatest because when the fauna and flora first started, the humic and fulvic were formed when they were laid down, when the fauna and flora were laid down, and over time, the beautiful part about the humic fulvic was that instead of being turned into coal or oil, it stayed as a shale between 4 feet to 13 feet down. It never did break down further, and we scientists have always looked at it. It was Great Spirit's gift to us for survival, and this is what it turns out to be today. So my early work with it and my work today was bringing the humic into a higher spin technology. So I was the first one to put it into a monoatomic state. So, you know, we're looking at angstrom to where we're functioning more as signatures than solid. So it's entering into the body, and my early work was let's stop the body from degeneration. And that's what I did. We validated this through years and years before we finally were able to finish the publication on it, that if you will take this every single day in your routine, you will stop the degeneration of your DNA. Now, my further work has been able to advance the monoatomic humic fulvic. I call it a monoatomic angstrom activated because this is what I've done with it. I now have been able to add some other organic elements that are now stopping the degeneration of the mitochondria. And you'll be experiencing this as you get the, you know, the new formulas that we're now bottling. It's the most fascinating thing because, as you know, energy is a major factor And when we look at how that affects everybody, who do you know that really, in all honesty, has all the energy in the world? Almost everybody has chronic fatigue syndrome. Everybody just seems to constantly run out of gas, so they're always tired. And so now we're able to stop that. We're able to bring back the integrity of the mitochondria and stop the degeneration and get involved in a greater state of regeneration, which is beautiful. Okay.
So people and plants can take fulvic acid then, right? I mean, I know fulvic acid is used in organic farming to enhance the soil, but people can also ingest it.
Oh, you bet. Listen, I spent over 40 years of my life studying it, and again, as I speak right now, I'm so honored because I don't want any credit for it. I learned to pick up the work on one of the greatest women scientists in the world when I was in Russia. That was Lydia Kirsteva, and I got to meet the man in Russia that continued her work with humic, and what she did was save Russia from utter starvation because she found that by using humic, they could grow more vegetables, and that even though they had a short season, the ground froze real early, that the humic would allow the crops, you know, to keep growing, which was really great, and it preserved them for like another month or so. And the man that continued her work was Viktor Klavinsky, and he was out of Siberia, and I got to meet him, and his work with humic, and it was outstanding, and wonderful, wonderful people, and they just shared with me some of the greatest knowledge. Today, as a scientist, I have to look at it as if we're going to say that there's a secret for our survival, it's based in humic fulvic and other minerals, because we have to look at three factors. We are living or trying to live in a water planet, a planet that cannot exist without water, without oxygen, and it's a mineral planet. So therefore, in order for us to survive, we have to have water, oxygen, and minerals. And the major problem today is that we are deficient in minerals that are at such a high level that right now we are leading the world in disease because of mineral deficiencies. I learned this from Linus Pauling. And one of the things he taught me was, look, any deficiency in any of the 17 minerals, essential minerals of life itself, and you have a disease process. Well, Otto Warburg, when I studied with him in Germany, totally proved that any deficiency in oxygen, any decrease in oxygen, that a decrease in 30 to 35%, you had full-blown cancer. And we all know that if we don't drink enough water, look, the body can't flush itself. We become toxic, and we got a disease process started from that. So those three things are really fundamental, and there is no greater source in this world, there never will be, on humic acid. There never will be a greater source, because what that does, it's a carrier. It's an intracellular carrier. So when you bring that, put it into your body, it's going to take all the things you need right into the cell of life. There's nothing greater. And, of course, what I did to it was make it greater by learning how to put it into a monoatomic state.
One of the things that I like about your approach to making supplements, and they're all food-based, and that you use nature to create them. You're not concocting synthesized, extracted supplements in a laboratory. You're actually using nature to make them.
That's beautiful, you bet.
And I know, you know, I've heard that your father was an Iroquois medicine man, and he trained you in that, and that you've got a very strong connection to nature. And I know that you look through the eyes of nature in everything you approach. So to that end, one of the things, I always look at what can we do practically with people, what can people do practically in their daily lives with all of this. And, you know, you're using growing plants, and also I know you're using fermentation.
Absolutely.
And what can people do, what kinds of things can people ferment to enhance their lives and their diet? And what does fermentation do? What's the magic of it?
Well, what we have to look at is absorbability. So one of the problems we deal with, I think if I use that approach first, then we can get into the fermentation. What I wrote about 40 years ago, chemicalization of our children, you know, and the damage, negative radiation, what I wrote about, I'm living today, and I never thought that it would be to the degree that it is. This is the first damage to the human body by chemicalization. And let's look at chemicalization quickly. We're looking at fluoride, chloride, bromide, the halogens, which are the deadliest that we could ever think about even. Well, the damage that they cause, plus with all the other toxic chemicals we get into our bodies just from breathing alone, our water, no matter how you look at it, we're loaded. What this has done, it's taken our gastrointestinal system and put it into a dysfunctional state. So we look at a metabolic syndrome or a malabsorption syndrome. We might eat the best food in the world, but our body can no longer break it down, extract the nutrients, and then let those nutrients be assimilated into our cells and tissues and blood, etc. And so our gastrointestinal system can no longer function like it should. That's pretty close to 90% in its effect on the peoples of North America. Obesity is the huge thing, and it isn't because people are eating a Big Mac, fries, and a Coke. I mean, that's only a small, minute part of the problem. If your body is, if your gastrointestinal system is dysfunctional, you're not going to be able to break down fats and oils. Well, if you don't break them down and use them for energy, then obviously you're going to store them, your lipocells are going to store them, and you're going to be adding weight and packing on more weight. So we have, you know, we have a real serious problem. So what we have to look at, how can we, what is it we can do to override the dysfunctional gastrointestinal system? Well, one of those is about what you mentioned, fermentation, and some of the greatest fermented foods that I like. One is cabbage, which is really great, the greatest. And there are other fermented foods like kefir, you know, for liquids. So there's a lot of the fermented foods out there that people need to think about. But most of all, what I'm going to tell anybody when I do my workshops, et cetera, and working with you is, like, it's really great, and that's why I agreed to do this, because I just look at how many lives you're going to help and save that I've taken a part in, and that, to me, makes me feel really great to be a part of what you're doing. And so what we have to do is let's bring our gastrointestinal system back to life. So we're going to do this. I've got special formulas that do that, and I don't know whether we've brought you up to date on the latest or not, but we've got enzyme formulas, and then we've got a newly developed formula that what it does, actually it functions as a prebiotic, so it's going to encourage your own flora to manifest themselves and get stronger. So no matter what we've got, we have to look at enzymes, but the secret to everything, of our, I look at it as survival, and I spoke lately, the last two or three months, I've been speaking heavy about survival, particularly from the standpoint that, look, we're chemicalized, it's ruining our energy fields, shortening our lives, and all we are living in is in a diseased state, one out of every two Americans. That's pretty scary. How do we stop it? We stop it by one way. We must accept that we have to spend a little bit of money, whatever it is, each month on a formula that I call Ormes zeolite. Now, Ormes zeolite, and I'm sure you're quite familiar with it, but it's years of my life's work. I was the first one actually in the world to put that together. So I spent, you know, just year upon years, years and years studying zeolite, work with the Chinese. They have over 3,000 zeolite scientists, and I worked a great deal in Russia with it, and in Hungary, in Romania. And I was the first one to come out with using zeolite in humic. And what I've discovered is, along with the Russians, you can't live without it. There's no way in the world we are going to be able to get by without a zeolite humic formula. Because it's like a circle. Every time we breathe, every time we eat, every time we drink water, what we're doing is filling ourselves with toxic chemicals. Every breath is 85,000 toxic chemicals in the third phase of physics, which is going to be a microcluster. So even though they are infinite in size, in time they will develop into a chemical soup, so to speak. And in time, what that's going to do is, of course, affect our energy fields and the function of all our organisms. It's going to throw our chakras, our energy field, totally into disarray. And so what I have found is that in order to survive and not be a statistic, you have to take Ormes zeolite, and not because I've invented it. You've got to have a way to develop what I call a parity, and the parity I always use for an example is like Kennedy and Khrushchev. When Soviet Union had 100 ballistic missiles, we had to have 100. We kept a balance. Well, that's a similarity that I use, an example I use. We have incoming toxicity that we cannot control. So how are we going to deal with it? We develop that parity. If we take Ormes zeolite every single day, then we can develop the parity of what's coming in, we're going to get rid of, because the exposure is never going to stop. Our chemicalization gets worse and worse. Now, I found that people on my program, with all my research, you know, clinically from years ago, as you know, I worked at Chernobyl, you know, when they had the nuclear accident, and it was my elements and formulas that the Russians used to neutralize the radiation. And what I have found is that we can't get by without it. So my formula isn't just going to remove the toxic chemicals. It's also going to neutralize any radiation, which we are exposed to all the time. North Korea, for an example, doesn't help any, even though it's exploding its nuclear testing under the ground. That now means that every time we have a drink of water, that water has been exposed to radiation. So it's important we understand that our basic survival on this planet, if we're going to continue to live here disease-free, we have got to detoxify every single day, and that's the value of the Ormes zeolite does. So if we do this, then what we do in time, because we're detoxifying, we'll allow our gastrointestinal system to start to come back to life. And the formulas themselves go beyond just pulling out and neutralizing radiation and toxic chemicals. They also are going to allow the bacteria, the microorganisms, to maintain the correct ratio, which is an 80-20. 80% have to be beneficial, and no more than 20% potentially pathogenic. So it's going to allow that ratio to come back, and it's going to control things like fungus, candidus yeast, Helicobacter pylori that puts the holes in the intestines. It's going to stop all that, and it's going to allow the gastrointestinal system to enter into, you know, a healing modality. So it's very important that everybody understands that one of the greatest things that what we're coming out with big, and we'll see it on our new website, and you'll be getting information from us anyway, and you can call anytime to further what we're coming out with. But what we discovered is that anything in a pill form, pills, tablets, look, you're lucky if you get 3% out of it. Now, 3% out of 100, that's close to zero. And the most you can get out of pills, capsules, et cetera, the most, is 10%. And that would be sheer luck. So your body has got to have elements in a liquid form that are going to be digestible. So one of the ways we go about doing this, because of ARMS energy technology that I've developed, the monoatomics of it, it doesn't have to go through the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. In other words, the minute you put it into your mouth, it is going to instantly be cellularly absorbed, immediately. That's the beautiful part. So it's not hurt by the hydrochloric acid when you swallow it. It already has gone into your cells. And the repair and the regeneration has already started. So I hope that helps you.
It does, and I'll give you a testimonial for the zeolites, because I've been taking zeolites for years, and I've taken a lot of different brands and off-brands, and we've used yours for the past year with my family and my clients and myself. And the one thing I like, we get better results with them, but also they're way cheaper than everybody else's. I mean, it's an incredible value with those zeolites that you sell. So, you know, there's a testimonial there for you on those.
Thank you. Let me just speak just for a second on that. I was really fortunate. I've been into the zeolite mines in about 7 states. And you've got to remember, I mean, I go back, 50 years or so in minerals, you know, dealing with rhyolite, zeolite, azomite, all of those things. And what I discovered with all the mines, I finally ran into a mine that was the most beautiful source of clinoptilonite zeolite that I had ever seen. So what we had done to it, and I want to explain to you the difference. It's in the monoatomics, the angstrom size of the zeolite that counts. Now, what we use is a 6 angstrom size. So, in other words, my zeolite, when you take the cover off, you know, when I get it into the lab, we got to have a mask on because just breathing it in, you can suck it right up out of the container. Because I had it ground into a really fine powder, as fine as you can grind down. And so when I put that into solution, it goes into solution. The molecule accepts it immediately, goes into solution right away, and then consequently, when you drink the ARM zeolite, you know, the solution of humic and others that we have in that ARM zeolite solution, it's going to enter into your bloodstream and your cells instantly right away. And the beautiful part about the purity of it, because of its size, et cetera, there's virtually no toxicity. And I don't think that there's anybody out there that can make that statement, because they don't understand, the colloidals. They don't understand particle size. So we're going to take our zeolite down to practically virtually no particle size at all, hardly. So I hope that helps you.
Yeah, and you talked about nuclear detonations in Korea affecting the water on the planet. And, of course, we had hundreds, if not thousands, of nuclear tests back in the 60s and 70s that have irradiated all of the water on the planet. And as you and I know, water is a homeopathic solution that carries information. Talk about what's going on with water on this planet and what we can do to have healthy water and, you know, why we care.
Okay, as you know, water's been a big part of my life. That was one of the first things I started with, bringing water back to life. You know, then I went to the soil, then I went to plants, then I went to animals, and we're animals. But the water part was really beautiful. I used Victor Schauberger, and he was one of our greater scientists, and his technique with water was, it was just outstanding, you know, bringing water into a specific vortex, so many revolutions per minute, etc. So I used Victor Schauberger's technique, and then I went, it took me 3 years to build it. Then I got involved in using, you know, putting water through a double magnetic field and a double crystal field. And then I used a double ozone and ultraviolet light and then steam distill it. Well, what I did with water, and this is beautiful, and I just think that if you want to go the way things once were, then you've got to remove all prior signatures out of the water. So with my method of the water we use in our formulas, the water is going to be what I call virgin H2O. So the minute it comes out of the machine, not the minute, I mean this is milliseconds, it's just H2O. It has nothing in it except H2O. And at that instant, that millisecond, I'm going to infuse that with the sulfagio frequencies. I'm using 528, which is your miracle frequency, and there are 9 venues in the solfeggios that I use. And then, of course, the next one, following after that, I use 852, which is divine love. So those two frequencies are immediately infused into the water. Then I use other healing modalities by adding in Ri frequency. So I'm using sound, and I'm also using Ri frequencies to put healing frequencies into the water. And that's why when you drink my formulas, you feel it right away. You feel that love. Everybody calls in and talks about the higher level of spirituality and consciousness, and you know that they're feeling, and it's the love that I put into the water.
Well, let me just kind of put my spin on how I view water, and then you can elaborate more. Because a lot of times I find when I talk to people about putting frequencies into water, it sounds like a bunch of New Age nonsense to them. And so I kind of explain to them that, you know, water holds information in its subatomic structure and its atomic structure, and it patterns itself based on what it's exposed to, whether it's an energy field or a chemical or any material that it's exposed to, any physical material. And then when a human or an animal or a plant ingests that, it affects the water in the body and alters, it triggers, basically either triggers a healing response or a disease response. And so with what you're doing, you're clearing what people call the memory of the water, clearing that subatomic signature and starting with a blank slate and then imparting very healing frequencies.
Absolutely.
And you mentioned the love frequency of 528. To my understanding, 528 is, in all of these different types of energies that scientists talk about, you have sound frequencies, and 528 is in the middle of the range of sound frequencies, correct?
That's correct.
And it is analogous to a frequency of love?
Well, 852 is love.
Okay.
And 528 is the miracle frequency that unites them all.
And that heals the DNA, too, correct?
Absolutely it does. One of the things I want to share with you about water that I discovered, which is really beautiful, and that's the way we look at water, and I wish that the whole world looked at it this way. A lot of it does. Water, to us, is God, the Great Spirit, in his liquid form. And so even if you don't have a water purification system, if you don't have any way of restructuring it, if you will just pick the first glass of water up that you drink and tell that water that you love it and thank Great Spirit for creating it and let it fill you with its divine love and heal you and thank it, that water actually you will change that water into a higher level of consciousness, because the frequencies of you saying that to that water fills it with the love, and it overrides the other frequencies. Now, if you want the proof of what I just said, then we look to a great, great scientist, and that's Dr. Emoto. And Masaru Emoto, his books are beautiful on water, and he has validated and proven what I just said. So I won't drink a glass of water if I don't hold it and tell that water that I love it and say thanks to it. We have to understand that plasma, our plasma is water, and we are constantly affecting our own body, so that the understanding we have to have, we're affecting our state of mind with it. But what we have to understand is, look, our cells are 90% water. We are roughly 80%. Our relationship of water to the planet is really a beautiful one. The planet is, we like to look at water as roughly 80% of the planet, and 20% land mass. So some people are going to, one way or another, kick that around. Maybe some are going to say 75-25. But the relationship is there. I like to look at it as an 80-20. And the human body is an 80-20. 80% water, 20% mass. And so when we look at what we are, without water, we're going to say goodbye. So water, we've got to respect. And this is the one thing that I encourage everybody to do. Love that water, and know and understand many, many people are dying today because they don't have water. And we can change water. And there's a beautiful video. We have it, and what we need to do is have them buy a, send you our video. We got an incredible video on water that was made by the Russians, which is just so beautiful. One of the scenes in it, I was so deeply impressed. People were lost at sea. Their ship was sunk, and they're in this rowboat for days and days. And the beautiful part, they're thirsty, and what are they going to drink? You can't drink seawater. But the captain discovered that if he picked some of that water up and prayed over it, that water immediately became drinkable. And I thought that just deeply impressed me. Of course, when you realize that little statement I just made, and then read Dr. Emoto's book, you can see how great we can affect water. We can change it. We can fill it with our love. And we can affect the positive energies if that's what we want. And so I hope that enlightens everything. And we're developing, we're trying to come out, and I hope I'll have it ready this fall, a structuring device, a real simple, inexpensive one, that when you hook it up to your system, it's going to structure the water. So that's going to mean that it's going to bind the hydrogen ions together. The water is going to be, in order for water to be acceptable by the cells, we speak in a decreased surface tension. So water normally is 78 to 80 dynes. And when we structure it correctly, we can take water down to, let's say, 38. We want to be below 40 dynes to have water available into the cell. And this, in hydration, this is what we have to do. We drink water, and it's got to be available to our cells. And if it's up there, standard tap water, we're going to drink water, but it's not going to be into our cells. It's not going to do what it's supposed to do, and that's remove the toxicity, because water brings life in and takes anti-elements against life out of the body. Well, regular water can't do that. So what we find clinically, many, many people are hurting because they're dehydrated, in other words. So what we're going to be coming out with, this hydration device, is structuring the water in such a way that it decreases surface tension, brings it down to 38, somewhere between 36 to 38 dynes, which means it's immediately available. The reason why people take, you know, when they take a drink of alcohol and they just wham, bang, feel it right away, well, alcohol is roughly about 28 dynes. So, bing, you know, it's going in right away. Well, we can't get water down to 28, but we can get it down to about 35 to 38, to where it's just going to go straight into the cell, you know, where it's supposed to be. And we hope we're going to have this marketable in about another month and a half, you know, sometime along this fall at a low price, probably around the $200 or $250 range. So we're really working on that, and we just encourage everybody to just thank the water that they have and realize that you've got to at least go to the hardware store in your shower, buy a chlorine filter, a Brit filter. It's a charcoal filter, and what that does is it's going to filter out your chlorine. And this is really important. You can't continue to have chlorine in your body and not have cancer. So filter the water the best you can, and then look for, there's some good devices out there. One great device that I deeply love is one by John Ellis. John's a beautiful scientist, and he invented a terrific device that totally removes all prior signatures from water. It's a little expensive, but it's worth it. I think he sells it for, I think it's $2,500, $2,800, something like that. But it totally removes all signatures, and when water comes out of this machine, it is pure H2O only, and then you go ahead and speak to it and put your own frequency into it. You can pick up John Ellis, you know, right off the internet. I don't have his website, but it'd be really easy to find on water.
I think it's
water structuring devices and stuff. So I hope this helps.
Yeah, I think his website actually is johnellis.com. E-L-L-I-S.
Yeah, right. And he's terrific. He's a wonderful person, and his machine is fantastic.
And water is a subject that I could talk about all night long, but I've got a few other things I want to ask you about.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
But I will say one of the things I like about the systems that you do sell for water is that they're very affordable. I mean, you know, I know I've spent over $10,000 on my water system, and it's still not where I want it to be. And when I saw yours, I was like, oh, this is brilliant, and it's very, very affordable. So, you know, people can check those out. I highly recommend them.
All right.
I know Patrick Flanagan lives in Sedona, where you're at. Do you know him?
Listen, I've known Pat for a lot of years, and Pat's a wonderful, wonderful scientist. He's really great, and Pat did some really great things. It's really ironic because Pat worked on silica hydride, and so did I. I worked on silica hydride. And he got ahead of me, beat me to it, and it doesn't make any difference. What he did is beautiful with his microhydrin. I highly recommend it. It's beautiful. I continued on where he left off, and I developed a formula that does a little bit more things than what his did, but I put it into a liquid. But Pat's crystal energy for structuring water is super great, and again, it's one I've used, and I believe in it, even though I've done the same thing. I have my own, but Pat is a beautiful scientist, and I just I can't say enough good things about him.
Well, for the folks listening, Flanagan is F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N.
That's correct.
I was looking around for him a long time ago, and I didn't get the spelling right on his name, but.
Mm-hmm.
I've liked some of his work, and for those who have never heard of him, he wrote the book Pyramid Power, I believe.
That's correct. He certainly did.
So he's brilliant. So let's talk a little bit about electromagnetic pollution, because that I know is a big issue globally. What What can people do, and what kind of solutions do you know of?
Well, that's what mine are all about.
So
my solutions are electrobiophotonic.
Okay, so they deal with electromagnetic pollution as well.
Absolutely. What we did, we had a wonderful, you know, I studied in the Soviet Union, and so many of my colleagues are there. I love the Russians because they're all about science. They're not about war and all that stuff. They're beautiful, beautiful people. And anyway, one of the scientists, that his name is Dr. Konstantin Korotkov, I had a chance to have a three-day seminar with him about 3 months ago in New Mexico. And his invention is, it's incredible. It's called GDV, which is gas diffusion visualization. So we're looking at Kirlian photography in a very advanced field. Again, it employs electrobiophotonics, which is what I do in a liquid state. Anyway, being with him for 3 days was incredible because I introduced my work, and then we tested it with his machine, and we both do electrobiophotonics. So what his machine does, it depicts your entire energy field and then its weak points, you know, like perhaps your heart is a little weak or kidney or whatever it is. It shows it. And then it shows how, by drinking my liquid biophotonics, like Essence of Life or one of those formulas, 2 or 3 hours later after ingesting it, we run the field again, and it shows that where my liquid solution is correcting the weakness in that particular patient's energy field. So it was beautiful to see the validation and the comparison of the two. So anyway, I bought one of his machines, and we're waiting for it. It's coming from St. Petersburg, Russia. He was so fascinated with my work, and I was fascinated with his. He invited them, Pai and I, down to this fall to St. Petersburg, and we're going to try to go really as much as we can. We really want to be there because I'd like to be in his laboratory and be updated on what he's doing. But anyway, we'll be using that in the validation of my work, which you're doing a terrific job with. So what will be beautiful for you is that you will know, we'll have this validation where we'll be able to send you, you know, an energy field, and then you can see the correction of what the formulas are doing, so which is really great. It made me feel super great because what we have is what everybody else would like to have, but they don't have the technology that luckily we've been gifted with to produce the electrobiophotonics and put it into a liquid solution, which is what you talk about when you say a bioelectrical magnetic field.
Okay, well, we're about out of time, but I want to cover one more thing because I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. But
I can too. I just enjoy helping you.
One of the things that I'm deeply concerned about right now is the proposal by our government to vaccinate every person in this country next month, three times, supposedly, with flu vaccine. What do you think will happen with that? What can we do to protect ourselves from that?
Don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, the biggest thing is, like Mbaya said, they can't do this, and it's fear tactics, and what we have to do is stand up and rebel against it. But let me give you what I've done. I don't want anybody to live in fear. I really don't want this. I don't believe in fear. So what I've done is develop a formula. We haven't released it yet, and it's going to probably take us to get the donation money to put this together probably another month before we're able to bottle it. But we will have a formula. It's not going to say this on the label because you know what that's going to mean.
Yeah.
You know, the FDA would arrest us immediately, so we won't be saying anything on the label. But what the formula will do, we don't know what we're going to even call it yet, but what it does is it neutralizes completely all of any side effects of vaccinations. So in other words, it inhibits any mutations, cellular mutations, DNA mitochondrial mutations, and there is no way it can affect the genes. It maintains a balance, cellular balance, because of the bioelectrical magnetic fields, the frequencies, the biophotonics of what we have in it. It's a very unique, unusual formula. I don't know what to call it. We haven't got any idea yet. But we've had this. It's something I've put together, knowing this was going to happen, for a long, long time. So we do have, if something like this should happen, then we've got the solution to it, where it will immediately bring the body back into balance again. And the guy we need to thank for this, who of course isn't with us anymore, hasn't been for quite a while, is Raymond Royal Rife.
Okay.
So I have been able to employ, having known our Royal Raymond Rife, I've known him, know his colleagues, I have that technology. Have the original frequencies. In fact, a very dear friend of mine has the original microscope and frequency machine. So that's one of the things we have, along with other technologies. And it's something should people have to have, like you and with all the wonderful people that, all the wonderful things you do with all the people you have, we will have formula, and we'll probably be calling it something to do with the immune system. But anyway, we will have something special that will counteract that.
Okay. Well, we're at the end of our time, so first of all, I would like to give my love to you and Ambaya, and thank you so, so much for giving us your time on a weekend, because I know you're very busy, and I know you work a lot. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, but I'm honored that I could help you, and my love goes to you, and Bayanar's love goes to you, and all the wonderful people that you represent. And if I can help you in any way again, if you ever want to call me again and we'll do another talk show, I'm going to help you in any way I can whenever you need it.
Okay. Well, we'll plan on that. And before we hang up, everybody, would you like to give your love to
Thank you all very, very much. God bless all of you.
All righty. Well, I'll talk to you again someday. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
okay.
Call on Monday because I'd like to talk to you about something.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.